In February 2006, Adam Gaunt was sobering up in the Allen County lockup after a bar fight. Not even 2 years after getting out of prison for the first time, he realized he was headed back.
It was that first night in jail, you know, I got to thinking, I got to change my life. I got to do something different because what I'm doing isn't working.
Gaunt didn't know how to break the vicious cycle. He just knew he had to. Then Gaunt heard about a program where he could earn an associate's degree while doing his time.
I would have never pursued a college degree.
Still, he signed up and never looked back. In movies, prisoners always seem to be finding religion. But for Gaunt, education was his saving grace.
I'll be honest with you, I'm 37 years old, and other than my daughter, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I really credit the changing of my life to education.
At the height of Indiana's correctional education program, more than 2,400 offenders pursued 2- and 4-year degrees from colleges statewide. Gaunt earned his associate's through Indiana State. And the same Frank O'Bannon scholarships most Indiana students receive covered the program's $9 million price tag. But last year, state lawmakers decided prisoners couldn't receive the O'Bannon grants.
We've got an inmate population that has infinite needs when it comes to education, and the state has finite resources.
John Nally is the director of education at the Indiana Department of Corrections. He says the state will now focus on the job training and vocational programs the prisons offer.
If we're not going to have access to $6 to $10 million, we can't have broad programs that include bachelor degrees, but we can give people the opportunity to get employment that will at the same time give them the opportunity to open the door to college if they wish to go back.
Nally points to a survey of Indiana offenders who were released in 2005. Of the violent offenders without a high school degree, more than half went back to prison within 5 years. But only a quarter of those with post-secondary education returned. It confirms what research has long shown. Offenders who can get jobs when they get out are much less likely to reoffend. And the best way to ensure they get jobs is to offer some kind of post-secondary education in prison.
Whether that is a vocational program or certificate or an associate's degree, I don't think it really matters.
Michelle Cooper is the president of the Institute for Higher Education Policy.
What really matters for us is the outcome, which is having someone who is a contributing member of their families into society.
But Charles Hawkins says sometimes vocational education isn't enough. After 20 years working in the state's correctional system, Hawkins directed Indiana State University's prison program until the budget cuts cost him his job. He says prison education can't be all about job skills.
We can give him all the trades in the world, even those that have a trade when he comes in and the guy's a roofer. So what are we going to do? Are we going to make him an auto mechanic? I mean, the guy already knows a trade.
Hawkins says many prisoners lack critical thinking skills, skills Adam Gaunt says a college education helped him gain.
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that say, lock them away, throw away the key, you know. But like I said, almost everyone's going to get out again someday. And I think the best thing to do then is for them to have some type of education.
Gaunt has been out for nearly 2 years. He's finishing his bachelor's at Indiana State, even gotten engaged. But he can't help but be nervous for the future. Even for college-educated ex-prisoners, the unemployment rate is 30%. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.